Day 347, or December the 13th. Be brave and humble. Our thoughts today come from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. Hebrews' writer now tells readers that Jesus is even superior to Moses. That is some statement when you bear in mind that Moses was the greatest man in Judaism, who gave them the law and who consolidated a crowd of refugees leaving Egypt into a nation and then guided them to the promised land. In this letter, they are warned not to harden their hearts and reject the Messiah of God. Jesus is even superior to the Aaronic priesthood, including Melchizedek. In short, he is totally and absolutely superior to anything else you can imagine. And now today's action step. Sometimes we sense our own inadequacies to such an extent that we dare not even think of approaching a holy God until we clean ourselves up, and of course we can't. We need God's help to do that. I think Wesley had this emotion in mind when he penned his classic hymn, "And Can It Be That I Should Gain?" He ends it with a repeated refrain of, "Bold I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ my own." Yes, when we acknowledge Christ, and he is in a real sense our own, we are able to boldly approach his eternal throne. The hymn writer is referring particularly to Judgment Day, but the writer of Hebrews makes it clear that this is something we are able to do whenever we're in need. Wow! Access to the King of Kings whenever we need him. We can only do this when Jesus is our Lord. Then we need never be reluctant to boldly approach the eternal Christ, knowing that he can and will sustain us in our hour of need. Having said that, don't forget to approach him in worship too, when you don't sense any specific need, but simply want to thank him for all he has done and continues to do in your life.